So here we go with the abs challenge number 6. You're going to start this one in a supine position. So get yourself flat on your back on your yoga mat. And once you're set up there, bring the knees over the belly, hands around the shins, and just circle those knees over the belly, over the navel point, relaxing the low back into the earth, giving a gentle stretch through the glutes. And going one direction, you can take it the opposite direction. If you like to keep the knees stable and just rock onto and off of the spine to stretch the back muscles, you can do that. Just giving yourself some gentle movements here. And then let the soles of the feet rest down into the earth. And let's bring the right ankle across the left thigh. Bring the left knee towards you. And reach the right hand in between the thighs and get to the left shin or left hamstring, and the left hand will go right to where the right hand is. So basically, yeah, both hands either around the left hamstring or the left shin, and the head up is towards that crossed over ankle. Hold there. And an inhale, roll back out of it. And set up on the other side. This time the left ankle across onto the right thigh. Bring that right knee on up, carrying the left ankle. Make your reach with the hands, either both hands to the hamstring or to the shin. Exhale, head up towards the crossed over ankle, just giving those glutes a good stretch. And inhale out of it. Good. Bring both knees over the belly, push the legs up into the sky and the arms back past the ears, and just push the soles of the feet to the sky. Heels are directly over the hips or by the tailbone, so you're making a perfect L shape, 90 degree angle from the legs down, where legs are perpendicular to the earth. And we're going to work into a series of forward folds here. This first one will be we're going to push ourselves there. So little by little, inhale, draw the arms up to the sky and draw the hands by the side. So now the palms are face down into the earth. And when I say so, we're just going to press with the palms, bring the torso up and the arms up to the sky, and the heels will drop to the earth and you'll forward fold into it. So when you're ready, press with the palms, bring the torso up and the arms up. The legs are now flat across the earth. And exhale all the way down into a seated forward fold. Good. Just give yourself some time here. And then roll up all the way down out of it. You can inhale the arms up to the sky and roll all the way back into a supine position, getting yourself flat onto the mat. Now we're going to do four rounds of Utkat Paschimottanasana, which you might think of as being a classic type of sit-up. So the legs stay, it's called Paschimottanasana is seated forward fold. Utkat Paschimottanasana is difficult seated forward fold. So we start supine on the mat, arms back, and trying to keep the legs and heels and firmly planted into the earth. We're going to exhale up to a seated forward fold. Here we go. Exhale all the way up, hands towards the toes. Good. Reach for it. Hold it 8 seconds. And inhale back. Now, if doing that sit-up type of forward fold is difficult, you can do that L-shaped push with the hands by the sides as we did earlier. But otherwise, we're going to do three more rounds here. Exhale up to your Utkat Paschimottanasana, or seated forward fold. Roll all the way up from your supine to a seated forward fold position. Hold it 8 seconds. And inhale out of it, arms up to the sky, use your core to lower yourself down gently back into the mat. You're all the way flat across the earth. Pull the navel in and inhale, exhale all the way up to a seated forward fold once again. And inhale all the way back down into a supine position. Let's get that spine going the other direction, engage the glutes in the back of the core in another way. Bend the knees, soles of the feet into the earth. bring the hands up to sky and by the side, so the arms are parallel to the thighs at this point, and then press and raise the hips up into the sky, squeezing the thighs, trying to keep the knees stacked over the ankles, the thighs parallel to one another, not spraying out into a V-shape, but keep those knees straight on from the hips forward. You're squeezing the femur bone, you're squeezing your glutes, shoulder blades towards the spine, creating a nice tubular effect there. And then on your exhale, letting those hips come all the way down to the earth. Utsat Mudra, bring the knees over the belly, hands around the shins, head up to the knees, squeeze all the air expelled. Inhale out of it, soles of the feet down into the earth, knees to the sky. We're going to rise up again into that bridge position or Setu Bandhasana, press with the soles of the feet, raise those hips up, shoulder blades to center, squeeze through the glutes, hold. And slowly releasing those hips on down to the earth. Good. Once you're down, bring the knees over the belly, push the legs way up into the sky. Fold the arms to the sky. So you got all four limbs into the sky and the spine is nice and flat across the earth. Pull that navel, drive that navel and low back directly into the earth and lift the head and shoulders up. You're looking straight up between the palms. Keep the arms shoulder width apart. Bring the legs out to a wide V. And then cross the right ankle over the left and back out and left over the right and back out. And now right crosses over the left, so, and back out, and then bring the left over the right, and back out. Good. And then bring the legs back into center, relax the head and shoulders down into the earth, arms back past the ears, and just hold that L shape for a bit. Then again, fold the arms back up to the sky, pull the navel in, head and shoulders off the earth, and bring those legs out to a V, and then we'll cross twice again. Right over the left and out, then cross the left over the right and back out to that V-shape, and then bring both legs to center, right over the left and out, and then left over the right and back out to that V, head and shoulders back to the earth, ankles and knees to center, relax the arms back into the mat, and bending the knees, soles of the feet down into the earth. Good. Bring the knees over the belly, cross the ankles, and just roll yourself up into table position. So roll yourself into table position. We're going to move into a few seated positions here. So coming out of table, getting yourself on your tailbone, hands around the shins. And knees are towards the sternum, hands around the shins, soles of the feet off the mat. And we're going to come into a variation of upward boat. So here we go. We're going to draw the knee slightly away from you and get from the knee to the heel parallel to the earth. And keep the integrity of the spine and get the arms parallel to the shins, straddling the legs. Hold that position. Good. And then we're going to land and move up into tabletop. So let the hands come down, palms to the earth, and let the soles of the feet rest down. So now you're just sitting with your glutes into the earth and all four limbs, the palms and feet into the mat. Let's rise up into tabletop. Palms are down into the earth. Fingers are towards the ankles. Press, squeeze, raise the glutes up, and try and get your knees to your hips, to your shoulders, parallel to the earth as you press with the palms and the soles of the feet, and you just get your whole torso parallel. Good. So you're rising up to those glutes. If you'd like, you may extend the left leg out and back down, and right leg out, right foot out, and back down. And then gently lower those glutes back into the earth and establish right back into that upward boat. So your knees to the sternum and then get those knees to the heels parallel to the earth and the arms go parallel to the shins. And you hold that navel point to spine, hold. The heart is open and you're keeping the integrity of the spine as you reach those arms parallel to the earth. Good. and then back into upward tabletop. So let the hands come on down, palms down, fingers towards the ankles, soles of the feet down. Good. Press, raise those hips up into your tabletop. So you're supported by all four limbs. You're using your triceps. You're squeezing through your glutes. You're squeezing through the back of the legs. The soles of the feet are firmly rooted into the earth. And this time for a variation, if you'd like, you may perch the right ankle onto the left thigh, opening the hip, and right ankle back down, and then left ankle onto the right thigh, hold, and back down, and then lower those glutes down into the earth. Good. That's it. Bring yourself into table position. We're going to move into a dolphin plank series here. So take yourself into dolphin plank. So now you have your forearms into the earth. The elbows are firmly set underneath the shoulders, and the rest of the body is completely parallel to the earth. The toes are curled, and it's dolphin plank. Hold here. Now watch that left elbow be below the left shoulder, and take it into dolphin side plank. You can either get the right heel to the left toes if you want a wider base, or you can stack the right ankle onto the left ankle. And bring that right arm way up into the sky. And on your exhale, keeping that hips firm and glutes firm, bring that right hand through and tuck it in that space underneath the left underarm. So roll that right arm through underneath. And then inhale back on up. And then again, roll that right hand through. Try and reverse that arm through underneath that left underarm. And inhale back on up. Hand to the hip into dolphin plank. We're going to go to the other side. Right elbow is set below the left right shoulder. Take it into side plank on that side. So left heel to right toes this time, or left ankle stacked on the right ankle. Bring that left arm way up to the sky. And we got two rounds coming up. Big inhale, exhale, swoop that left hand down through underneath that right underarm. Hold, try and reach through that space. And inhale, open up that heart, left arm way up into the sky. And then again, roll it on through, keep those hips stable, squeeze through the core. Inhale all the way back up, and draw yourself down into standard dolphin plank. Hold steady here. Good. And now step the feet out wide. So straddle your yoga mat into wide-angle dolphin plank and try and keep that integrity of the torso as you bring the left arm forward. Now you're just on your right elbow. Left arm is out past the left ear, parallel to the earth, and back down. Inhale, right arm out. Hold steady. And back down. Draw the feet back into natural position for dolphin plank. Hold it, hold it. And then knees down, heels up, and you just hold through that low core here. Curl the toes back into dolphin plank, squeezing the thighs, lengthening the legs. Now the knees are no longer touching. And then knees down, heels up. Feel that in that real low abdominal region. And back into standard dolphin plank. Good. We're going to go back into a variation of dolphin side plank. So left elbow below the left shoulder, take it on to that left side. You know what to do, either right heel to left toes or stacking the ankles. Bring that right arm up. Right arm over that right ear, perfect fold, parallel to the earth. And if you're able, bring that right leg up as high as it'll go. It just lifts up. And if that's not available for you, then just stay in that dolphin side plank. And then bring that right arm back up to the sky and by the sides to the hip. Roll back into standard dolphin plank. And then take it to the other side. Right elbow below the right shoulder. And take it into side plank on that side. Stacking the ankles if you're able. Left arm up. Fold the left arm over the ear and raise that left leg. Good, hold. Left arm up and back to the hip, leg down, drop it back into standard dolphin plank. One, push up into standard plank. Take it into standard plank pose. Good. And then draw yourself back into downward dog. Pull the navel in. Good. So we're going to bring that left leg way up into the sky. And in exhale, draw the left knee to the nose as you shift that torso forward. So now your arms are perpendicular to the earth, elbows, shoulders, wrists stacked, and the left knee is coming to that nose, and you squeeze to the core, squeeze, squeeze. Back into three-pointed downward dog. Now we're going to float that left knee to the outside of the left elbow. On your exhale, shift on forward again. This time the left knee hovers to the outside of the left elbow. Hold. Back up out of it, left leg way up to the sky. And this time the knee is going to come underneath the torso to the outside of the right elbow. Here we go. Exhale, get that nice twist and hold to that core, keeping that knee elevated. It's floating in the air. You're squeezing everything. Knee is to the outside of the right elbow. And come all the way back up out of it. Leg up into the sky. 3-pointed downward dog. And 4 points downward dog. Hold steady. Let's get the other side. Right leg way up into the sky. Exhale, right knee to the nose, shift that weight forward, squeeze. You're nice suspended there, and that head is towards the knee, and you're squeezing that core. Hold. Hips back up, extend that right leg way up into the sky for 3-pointed downward dog. And exhale, bring that right knee to the outside of the right elbow. So you're just shifting that weight forward once again, and that knee's just perfectly stabilized there in the air. Back up into a 3-pointed downward dog. And now, knee to the outside of the left elbow. Come underneath the torso, knee to the outside of that left, and squeeze there, hold. And withdraw all the way back up, hips up, leg up, down into downward dog. And now all we're going to ask you to do here is pull that navel to the spine. You're peaking the tailbone. Use all your abdominal force to pull that navel to the spine. Squeeze, squeeze, hold. You know how hard you're doing it. Keep going. Pull, pull. And relax the belly. Draw yourself down into table, into child's pose. Good. Hands on either sides of the knees, crown up. And we're going to get one more pose in here. It's a seated pose. So either have the knees bent and sit on your heels, or if you need to, have the knees bent and set up a few blocks and sit up on some blocks. And if that doesn't work, you can just get yourself sitting in a chair. That's also fine. Now, once you're in this position, one of those positions of choice, you're going to place the palms together, and you're going to have the fingertips touch the chin. So the hands are just palms together, as in prayer pose, or whatever you want to call. And thumbs are more or less lined up at the sternum point, and the fingers reach just to the chin. We're going to do two core twists here. So it's important to keep the palms lined up with the chin. And here we go. We're going to go to the left side. First, inhale. And on your exhale, start twisting to your left, keeping your squeezing your core. We're going to do this in thirds. Hold. So you just go a natural point to your left. And now squeeze your core more and draw it a little bit further to the left. Hold. And then squeeze your core more and drive your left shoulder blade to the spine. And you're twisting deeper. And you're squeezing that hole, and the spine is perfectly perpendicular. It's just twisted. So the good, hold. And then inhale back into center, relax, release. Let's go to the other side. So natural turn one-third of the way to your right, hold. Then squeeze your core more, take it a little bit further on that twist. And then last exhale, right shoulder blades towards the spine, deeper, nice deep twist, hold. And inhale back out of it. Good. So see how we broke that into stages, into thirds. We're going to do one more round here. So set the hands in place. And those hands are a marker just to keep the, they stay parallel to the sternum and chin. We're going to the left. Exhale, natural turn to the left, what your body affords. And now squeeze every cell of your core, squeeze the ribcage, take it a little deeper to that twist to the left, and then drive that left shoulder blade so each and every muscle along the core from tailbone through the shoulders is engaged. And back, neutral position. Good. Rest breath, inhale. Exhale, take it one-third of the way to the right. Hold. squeeze to the core, take it two-thirds of the way, a little bit deeper to twist. And right shoulder blade to the spine, all the way twisting, hold. And inhale out of it. Good. Draw yourself into a comfortable seated position. Start to massage through the core, through the back, through the arms, to the forearms, to the back of the neck. Any type of seated massage, any muscle that was engaged that you want to relax, release, just massage comfortably. If you prefer just to sit with the hands in the lap and the eyes closed, that's also good. So either you're finishing up your massage or you're just sitting breathing quietly. Good. Now we just got the palms. You're sitting cross-legged at this point and the hands are on the knees, palms to the sky. Long, slow respirations into the low belly. Inhale, navel point comes all the way out. Exhale, navel to the spine. Good. On the next inhale, draw the palms together, thumbs to the Trikuti point, honoring that whole mental sanctuary. Draw the hands down to the heart as we close out our practice. Good job. Okay, that's the end of our ab session for today. Namaskar.